Hello and welcome to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're just getting set for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks taking on the Hanshin Tigers at Koshien Stadium in another 4 minutes or so. The starting lineups have been announced for the visiting Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Batting first will be Omuna, playing center field. Second is shortstop, Kawasaki. Batting third is right fielder, Shibahara. In left field and batting fourth is Matsunaka. Zureta is playing first base, batting fifth. Matsuda plays third base, bat six. Batting number seven is second baseman, Homma. Eighth is catcher Matoba, and on the mound for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks this afternoon will be Tanoue. For the home Hanshin Tigers, leading off will be the center fielder Akahoshi, batting second baseman Fujimoto, batting third, first baseman Sheets. Next up in the cleanup spot is left fielder Kanemoto. Then, batting fifth, is right fielder Hamanaka. Shortstop Toritani bats sixth. Sekimoto, playing third base, bats seventh. Batting eighth is catcher Asai. And finally, on the mound, will be pitcher Egusa. In other games around the leagues going on right now, Yokohama just tied the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in the third inning. That game 1-1 at Yokohama Stadium. After 1.5 innings, Oryx leads Yakult at Jingu Stadium by a score of 1-0. In Hiroshima, the Hiroshima Carp just tied the Chiba Lotte Marines 2-2 in the bottom of the third inning. We're going to the top of the fourth there in Hiroshima. Then at Full Cast Stadium, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles trail the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 5-0. In the bottom of the second inning. Here at Koshien Stadium, it's just about time for the game to start. Hanshin winning yesterday against these same Hawks on a sayonara hit by Toritani. Toritani once again starting at shortstop. Egusa completes his warm-up pitches. He's thrown 5 games. 1-5, I didn't catch how many he lost. Nonetheless, the first Hawk stands in, Omura. And the first pitch by Egusa is in there for a called strike one. The next offering misses down low for ball one. 1-1 the count. And Egusa's third offering is swung on and grounded to the second baseman. Second baseman Fujimoto up and throws Omura out with ease. One away. That'll bring up shortstop Kawasaki. Kawasaki batting 301 on the season, one home run, 8 RBIs. First pitch misses down and away by Agusa. Ball one. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman Sheets grabs the ball on a hop, takes the ball to the first base bag himself. And we have two quick outs here in the top of the first. That will bring up right fielder Shibahara, batting 318 on the season, no home runs, 27 RBIs. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Next offering misses inside. Ball one. Evening the count at 1-1. The next pitch misses low and away. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count. If you're just joining us, the Hawks are batting in the top of the first inning. Next pitch, umpire says Shibahara goes around. That's strike two. Unable to hold up on a low outside pitch by Agusa. The 2-2 pitch. And low and inside, but Shibahara goes around. And it's a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the first for the Hawks. That'll bring up the Hanshin order. Akahoshi, Fujimoto, and Sheets coming up next. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tanu Ue pitches for the Hawks this afternoon. He's got a 3-3 winning... Oh, what's it called? Winning percentage? That would be 500 winning percentage. Okay, I blew that. Nonetheless, Tanu Ue on the mound for the SoftBank Hawks. He'll be facing the top of the Hanshin order, Akahoshi, Fujimoto, and Sheets. Akahoshi stands in, a left-handed batter, batting 290, no home runs, and 9 RBIs on the season. The first offering, Akahoshi shows bunt and pulls the bat back. I thought it fell off the back. Must have bounced off the catcher's glove. Ball was high. Ball one. Next offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Yokohama at Yokohama Stadium scored two more in the bottom of the third inning, taking a 3-1 lead over Nippon Ham. Next offering by Tanue here misses up high. Ball two, one strike, two balls. And he calls Matoba over for a short talk. It looks like maybe they've got some signs crossed. The Hawks battery. Tanua into the windup. The next offering swung on and hit over a jumping second baseman and into right center field for base hit. Center fielder is over quickly, throws the ball back to second as Akahoshi rounded first base wide, but holds to a single. So Akahoshi a single to right center. And the Tigers have the leadoff runner aboard here in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring up Fujimoto, Tigers second baseman. Batting 273, no home runs, 12 RBIs. The first offering. Fujimoto squares to bunt, takes the ball in there for a called strike one. We're in the bottom of the first inning, no score. The Tigers have Akahoshi on board after a base hit, leadoff base hit, and nobody out. Number two batting, Fujimoto up to the plate. The second offering swung on and hit to the left side and just foul of the third base bag. That's strike two to Fujimoto. Fujimoto looks down at third base coach to get his sign. Wow, Akahoshi is small compared to Zabetta. They're on first base. The next offering misses high and away. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball now the count. A throw over to first base. Akahoshi's back. Akahoshi, always a threat to steal. The next offering swung on and grounded up the middle, past a diving second baseman in inner center field. Akahoshi rounds second just a little bit, comes back as center fielder Omura fields the ball. So the Hanshin Tigers here in the bottom of the first inning, back-to-back base hits. That'll bring up number three batting, Sheets. Tigers first baseman this afternoon. It was 3-up, 3-down for the Hawks in the top of the first. If you're just joining us, first two batters get base hits here in the bottom half. Sheets batting 348, 9 home runs, and 38 RBIs. Many of those ribbies being Akahoshi. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Tanoue on the mound for the Hawks. Tanoue comes set. The next offering just misses inside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Tanoue has his sign again. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted to the right side. Going back to the warning track is right fielder Shibahata. Makes the catch. And Akahoshi touches up at second base. Takes third as the throw comes back to second. So Akahoshi advances on the flyout to right. And that'll bring up number four batting, Kanemoto. Kanemoto batting 306, 5 home runs, 24 RBIs. A fly ball will do it. Of course, Kanemoto always wanting more than that. Tanoue fakes a throw to third base. Left-handed batter Kanemoto takes the first pitch, which drops just a little low at the last second. Matoba unable to get the call. The next offering misses up high. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. The count to Kanemoto. With Tigers at the corners. One away here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. We're at Koshien Kyujo. Next offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Tanoue throws over to first base. Fujimoto back. Doesn't look like anything's on, but you never know. Kanemoto a good contact hitter. The next offering swung on and grounded foul up the first baseline. That brings the count to 2-2. Kanemoto out just a little in front of that one. The 2-2 pitch, strike three called on the inside corner. Two away, good pitch by Tanoue. Right-handed pitcher to the left-handed batter. The ball looked like it was coming inside and slid right out over the inside part of the plate. Kanemoto was moving back out of the way of it, but the ball just moved right in over the plate. Nice pitch by Tanoue. That'll bring up number 5 batting right fielder Hamanaka. Hamanaka, a timely hit yesterday in Hanshin's defeat of these same Hawks. First offering misses low and away, ball one. The second offering swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Matsunaka takes a couple of steps back, makes the catch, and the side is retired. So, leadoff, back-to-back base hits come for naught for the Hanshin Tigers here in the top or the bottom of the first inning. After one complete, we have no score. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hawks will be sending up the heart of their order, Matsunaka, Zureta, and Matsuda, here in the bottom of, or the top of the second inning. Matsunaka batting .332, 11 home runs and 35 RBIs. Again, triple crown-like numbers for Matsunaka. And he takes the first pitch by Agusa for a called strike one. Agusa into the windup. Second offering swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Kanemoto over toward the line. Makes the catch in foul territory for out number one. That'll bring up first baseman Zureta. Actually, it's Zureta. And Zureta is taking the first pitch for a called strike one. I've seen a lot of taking first pitches for a called strike one this afternoon already by both teams. Both pitchers are throwing first pitch strikes. Not exactly sure what the batters are waiting for. The second offering to Zureta by Agusa misses low and inside for ball one. 1-1 the count. Left-handed pitcher Agusa, right-handed batter Zureta. Next pitch, a big swing and a miss, strike two. That brings the count to two strikes, one ball. Next offering, one bounder past catcher Asai to the backstop. 2-2 the count. Agusa into the windup, the 2-2 pitch, swung on and lifted off and out of play to the right side. The next pitch, swung on and missed. Catcher Asai picks the ball up after dropping the one bounder and touches Zureta out. So that's the second out of the second inning for the Hawks. And we'll bring up third baseman, Matsuda. Matsuda takes first pitch on the outside corner for a called strike one. Again, pitcher coming in there with the first pitch strike. Second offering, fouled off catcher Asai's knee. Two quick strikes on Matsuda. Agusa taking his sign into the windup and the pitch low and away, ball one, a waste pitch on two strikes. Now two strikes, one ball. The fourth offering, low and away, but swung on a miss, strike three. Agusa does a good job of fooling Matsuda on that pitch. And that's two perfect innings for Agusa. Total of three strikeouts through two. And we'll be going to the bottom of the second inning, where the Tigers will be sending up Toritani, Homma, and Asai. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Temperature around 30 degrees Celsius, a hot day in Kansai, and a full house. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Tigers sending up Toritani, Sekimoto, and Asai, numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters. Toritani batting 312, 5 home runs, and 25 RBIs on the season. Tanue, starting pitcher for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, got into a bit of a jam in the first inning, but got out of it as we are tied up 0-0. The first pitch to Toritani, another one of those sliders coming in toward the left-handed batter and coming over the plate for a called strike one. The second offering misses up high, evening the count at 1-1. The next pitch swung on and grounded right to third baseman Matsuda, who fields the ball in the gut and throws Toritani out. One away here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Sekimoto. Anshin third baseman, batting 301 on the season, 3 home runs and 7 RBIs. The first offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Kawasaki has the ball. Throws a little high to Zudeta at first, but Zudeta gives a short jump, comes back down on the bag in time for out number two. That'll bring up catcher Asai. Batting 350, 2 home runs, 2 RBIs. This is in only 20 at bats, 7 for 20. Yano, the regular catcher. The first offering is swung on and lifted to right center field. Right fielder Shibahara, coming over towards center field, makes the catch for out number three. And on four pitches, Tanaue has three outs. Sorry, five pitches. So at the end of two complete now, we're still tied up 0-0. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Homma, batting 275, two home runs and 20 RBIs, leads off the third inning for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. He takes the first pitch by Agusa, just a little low for ball one. That's the first pitch ball I can recall. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the first base side. Actually, I guess Kawasaki in the first took one ball before grounding out. Still, both pitchers coming in there with strikes on the first pitch more often than not. The next offering to Homma in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, the count. The next offering swung on and grounded just foul of the first base bag. Hawks this inning, sending up the bottom of their order, numbers 7, 8, 9, Homma, Matoba, and pitcher Tanue. Homma takes the next pitch, just missing outside for ball two. Two and two the count. Left-handed pitcher threw a curveball that went outside. And the next offering also misses outside, bringing the count full. And this, I believe, is the first full count this game by either pitcher. And the next pitch in there for a called strike three, looking at the knees. Good pitch by Agusa there. That'll bring up Matoba, Hawks catcher, batting 169. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The next offering catches the inside corner, strike two. Agusa throwing strikes. Most likely will throw a waste pitch here. And he does. One bounder that gets past catcher Asai. Matoba had checked his swing on the pitch. The next offering misses just inside, evening the count at 2 and 2. So, after two quick strikes on the batter, Agusa throws a couple of balls. And the 2-2 pitch misses outside, ball three. And this is the second batter in a row with a full count pitch. Agusa working quickly, has a sign. The Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to center field. Akahoshi trots in several steps and makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up pitcher Tanue. O for O on the season. Takes the first pitch for a called strike one. The Pacific League pitcher doesn't really look like he's up there to swing a bat. Takes the next pitch on the outside corner for a called strike two. And I'm betting he's just anxious to get back out there on the mound. Next pitch misses up high. Two strikes, one ball. And the next offering, a little bit on the outside part of the plate, swung on and missed, strike three. So, one time through the order for Egusa, and it's been perfect, with five strikeouts so far. Going to the bottom of the third inning, here at Koshi and Kyujo, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the third inning, where the Hanshin Tigers will be sending up pitcher Egusa, then back to the top of the order in Akahoshi and Fujimoto. In other games, the Bay Stars have taken a 7-1 lead with 4 runs in the 4th inning, adding to their 3-run 3rd inning. That game in the bottom of the 5th inning now. At Jingu Kyujo, the Yakult Swallows lead the Odix Buffaloes by a score of 4-1. Yakult scoring 4 in the bottom of the 2nd inning, after Oryx scored 1 in the top of the 1st. Egusa stands in facing Hawk pitcher Tanoue. The first pitch, Egusa not looking like he's going to swing, right down the middle for a called strike 1. In Hiroshima, Lotte and Hiroshima are tied up 2-2. Next offering to Egusa misses up high, ball 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Egusa actually looked like he might swing that time. The 1-1 pitch misses up high, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls the count. At Full Cast Stadium in Miyagi, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles score 1 in the 4th inning to get on the board. They trail that 1 by a score of 1-5 against the Chunichi Dragons. Egusa swings and misses at the next pitch, evening the count at 2-2. And the only other game today will be the Giants hosting the Seibu Lions at Tokyo Dome this evening. The next pitch to Egusa, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Kawasaki comes in, up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time, out number 1. That'll bring us to the top of the order in Akahoshi. Speedy left-handed batter. Hit a line drive over the second baseman into right center field for a single his first at bat, batting 294, no home runs, 9 RBIs on the season. The first offering down the middle for a called strike 1. Another slider by the right-handed pitcher to the left-handed batter. Ball coming in toward the batter and then sliding right over the plate. Next pitch misses just a little low. evening the count at 1-1. The next pitch just misses outside. A curveball that just didn't quite curve soon enough. That brings the count to 1-2. The fourth offering swung on a one bounder over the pitcher. Kawasaki's got to come up with it quick, and he does! Fielding the ball in front of the second base bag, the high bound over the pitcher. Kawasaki had to wait for the ball to come down. He fielded it, threw it all in one motion for out number two to catch the speedy Akahoshi. That'll bring up second baseman Fujimoto, batting .279 on the season, no home runs and 12 RBIs. And Akahoshi takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Again, batters are taking first pitch. Next offering swung on in line, foul up the third baseline. Ball fair over the third base bag, but sliced foul before bouncing in. The 2-strike no ball pitch, and Tanaue does not go for the Shobu. Misses outside for ball one. Tanaue into the windup, and the next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. The next offering swung on and slapped toward left field. Left fielder. Why doesn't his name come to me? Matsunaka. Left fielder Matsunaka. Sliding. Makes the catch for out number three. Oh, that should have sounded so much better. Matsunaka, beautiful sliding catch in left field while running in to retire the Tigers in order here in the bottom of the third inning. So, after three complete now here at Koshien, we're still scoreless. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Egusa, a perfect game going through three innings. This will be the second time through the Hawk lineup with Omura leading off. And the first pitch here in the top of the fourth inning is a called strike one on the outside corner. Omura batting 301 with three home runs on the year. Next pitch misses just outside, evening the count at 1-1. And the next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes, one ball the count. The next offering swung on and a comebacker to Egusa. Egusa sticks his glove up and the ball bounces off of it, rolls toward the left side. Egusa scrambles for the ball and throws wide of first as Omura crosses the bag. That's being ruled an infield hit. Back to the pitcher. And that's the first base runner for the Hawks this afternoon. We'll see how much that's shaken up Egusa on the mound. As Kawasaki comes up next. Kawasaki grounded out to first his first at bat. Batting 299 on the season. One home run, eight RBIs. First to throw over to first. Omura walks back over to the bag. Egusa throws over to first again. Omura walks back to the bag again. Not really that much of a lead. The first pitch to Kawasaki misses way up high, ball one. Okantoku out in front of the third base dugout, giving signs to the third base coach, who relays them to the batter and runner. So we'll see if something's on the second pitch. Throw over to first base. Omura just one step back. If Omura's running, he's really not taking much of a lead. The second offering swung on and lifted deep to right field. Right fielder Hamanaka goes back and haita! Home run! Kawasaki! Two-run home run puts the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks up by a score of 2-0. So that was the play to have Kawasaki homer. After three perfect innings by Egusa, a comebacker and a home run puts the Hawks up by a score of 2-0. That'll bring up right fielder Shibahara. Shibahara struck out swinging his first at bat. batting .316, no home runs and 27 RBIs on the season. Agusa's first pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. Kanemoto going back and at the warning track makes the catch. Still running out toward the fence for out number one. So the Hawks hitting the ball a long way this inning. That'll bring up left fielder Matsunaka. Matsunaka flew out to left his first at bat. Takes first pitch low and away. Ball one. For a rare first pitch ball. Next offering swung on and grounded past Sheets. Oh, and past Fujimoto as well into right field. Both fielders were there, but the ball just going past outstretched backhanded stabs and going through into right field for a base hit. Did the ball reflect off of Sheets' glove because Fujimoto had overrun the ball? And was trying to grab it after it had gone through where he had run by. Nonetheless, Zanetta up to bat, batting .256, 12 home runs, 42 RBIs. Took the first pitch for a ball. The second offering is in there for a called strike one on the inside corner. Zanetta hogging the plate, right up there close to the plate. Next offering misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count to Zanetta with Matsunaka on first base. The next offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two, evening the count at 2-2. I think Zanetta thought that ball might have been a little inside. And the next offering swung on and missed. Strike three. Zanetta throws his bat. And it looks like the bat hit the ground and did a couple of flips into the ground. No? Oh. He threw the bat down and the bat swung all the way around and flew into the ground. Agusa took the bat and handed it to the bat boy, while Zanetta went into the dugout and threw his helmet against the back wall. Nonetheless, that's two out here in the top of the fourth inning. And Matsuda up to bat. Matsuda struck out swinging his first at bat, batting .207, 3 home runs, 17 RBIs. He took the first pitch for a ball. The second offering misses down and in, ball two. So Egusa no longer throwing first pitch strikes. In this inning, Omura led off with a comebacker back to Egusa for an infield hit. Next pitch misses for ball three. No strikes, three balls to Matsuda. Then Kawasaki on the second pitch put the ball into the Hanshin Oendan area beyond the right field fence. And Matsuda takes four straight pitches for a base on balls. The first walk given up by either pitcher this afternoon. Egusa with six strikeouts so far this afternoon. That was his first walk. That brings up Homma batting .273, two home runs and 20 RBIs on the season. Homma, number 7 batter, playing second base for the Hawks. And he's swinging at the first pitch, pulling it to the right side. Fujimoto up with the ball, tosses over to Sheets at first to retire the side. But not before a two-run home run by Kawasaki puts the Hawks up by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tigers here in the bottom of the fourth inning, trailing now by a score of 2-0, will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Sheets, Kanemoto, and Hamanaka. Tanoue, after giving up base hits to the first two batters of the game, Akahoshi and Fujimoto, has bared down and not allowed a base runner since. The first pitch to Sheets misses inside for ball one. The next offering swung on and missed over the outside corner. It was a good pitch, evening the count at 1-1. The next offering down the middle swung on and lifted to right center field. Center fielder and right fielder converge. And it's right fielder Shibahara making the catch for out number one. That'll bring up left fielder Kanemoto. Kanemoto struck out looking his first at bat, batting 304 on the season, 5 home runs, 24 RBIs. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Tanoue throwing first pitch strikes over and over again. The second offering swung on a miss, strike two. Pitch just a little bit low. The third offering to Kanemoto misses inside, one bounder, blocked well by Matoba. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The next offering misses high and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Tanoue has not gone to a full count to any batter so far this afternoon. In fact, he hasn't thrown three balls to a single batter this afternoon. Next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. First base coach fields the ball. Count remains 2-2. The next offering swung on and hit the other way to the third baseman. Third baseman Matsuda up with the ball, throws a little high to Zudeta, but he's plenty tall enough to get that one. And we have two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That'll bring up right fielder Hamanaka. Hamanaka flew out to left his first at bat, batting 314 on the season now. The first offering swung on and lifted to the right side. Right fielder Shibahata comes in a few steps and makes the catch for out number three. So it's another perfect inning. The fourth perfect inning in a row. No, the third perfect inning in a row. That was just the fourth inning overall, wasn't it? For Tanoue. And after four complete now, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks have taken a 2-0 lead in the fourth inning. We're going to the top of the fifth. Hawks sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters, Mataba, Tanoue, and Omura. Mataba flew out to center his first at bat. The first offering by Agusa is in there for a called strike one. The next offering in the dirt outside. Ball one. Bringing the count even at 1-1. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Mataba here in the top of the fifth inning. Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks leading by a score of 2-0. Mataba leading off the top of the fifth. Next offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side toward the third base dugout. In other games at Yokohama Stadium, Yokohama continues to lead the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters by a score of 7-1. That game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Agusa's next offering misses way up and away. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Oryx scored one run in the top of the fifth inning at Jingakujo. Still trailing by a score of 2-4 to the Yakult Swallows. Next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop by Mataba. Count remains 2-2. Hiroshima has added a run in the seventh inning to take a 3-2 lead over the Chivalote Marines at Hiroshima Shimin-Kyujo. The next offering to Mataba, grounded up the middle. Shortstop Toritani fields the ball next to the second base bag, throws to first in plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up pitcher Tanoue. Tanoue struck out, swinging on four pitches, his first at bat. And at Fullcast Stadium, Rakuten continues to trail the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 1-5 after 5.5. First pitch to Tanoue misses low and away, ball one. Next offering misses high and away. No strike, two balls, the count to the opposing pitcher. Agusa's third offering misses inside, ball three. And the fourth offering, Mataba taking all the way, ball misses low. Ball four, and Agusa walks the opposing pitcher on four pitches. Bases on balls. These are the things to come back and haunt you. Especially when it's against the opposing pitcher. Nonetheless, that'll bring up Omura batting 304, 3 home runs, 26 RBIs on the season. A comebacker to Agusa in the fourth inning started off the scoring for the Hawks. He takes first pitch, low and away, ball one. As Kawasaki followed with a home run to right. And that's all the scoring so far this game. The next offering in there for a called strike one. Took Agusa six pitches to find the strike zone here. The next offering fouled off and out of play to the left side. Strike two to Omura. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. The next offering called strike three. I'm not so sure I agree with the call, but what the umpire says goes. It looked a little low and, yeah, on the inside corner. Nonetheless, that's the seventh strikeout by Agusa this afternoon. And the second out here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Kawasaki. Kawasaki grounded out to first his first at bat and hit a two-run home run to right field in the fourth. Takes first pitch for a called strike one here in the top of the fifth inning. Next offering misses just outside. Ball one. The next pitch misses low. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Mataba at first base. Two down. Kawasaki at the plate. Here in the top of the fifth inning for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Starting pitcher Agusa for the Tigers on the mound. Hawks leading this one by a score of 2-0. Next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. That evens the count at 2-2. The next pitch misses way up high. And we have full count. The third full count by Agusa this afternoon. As Agusa's pitch count is starting to get up there. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Sekimoto up with the ball. Throws to first in time. And the side is retired. So, walking the opposing pitcher did not come back to haunt Agusa this inning. And after 4.5, the Hawks continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're at Koshien Kyujo this afternoon. A good pitching outing by both teams. Tanoue for the Hawks, Egusa for the Tigers. Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-0. And they've done it on just three hits. The two main hits being Omura's comebacker to Egusa in the fourth, followed by home run to right field by Kawasaki. The Tigers, here in the bottom of the fifth inning, will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Toritani, Sekimoto, and Asai. Tanoue for the Hawks has not yet gone to three balls against a single batter this game. A very impressive showing on the mound. In fact, after giving up back-to-back base hits in the top of the first inning to Akahoshi and Fujimoto, he has not allowed a base runner since. The Tigers will be trying to break free of that. Toritani batting .310 on the season, 5 home runs, 25 RBIs. Left-handed batter facing right-handed pitcher. First pitch, a slow sweeping curveball, or dropping curveball in there for a called strike one. Looping curveball? It kind of goes up and curves in down very slowly. Next offering, misses low and inside, ball one. Evening the count at 1-1. The next offering, in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, the count. The next offering, swung on and grounded to the cameraman seats, or cameraman section on the third base side. And the next offering swung on, and the comebacker is bounced off Tanoue's glove. Shortstop Kawasaki has to change direction, comes over, fields the ball, throws to first, not in time. Toritani has an infield hit. The first hit since the first inning. The ball deflecting off of the pitcher's glove, just making it hard enough for Kawasaki not to have a play. That'll bring up third baseman Sekimoto. Sekimoto grounded out to short his first at bat, batting .298 with 3 home runs and 7 RBIs on the season. A throw over to first base. Toritani back standing up. The next offering in there for a called strike two, strike one. That was just the first pitch? Oh yeah, I guess there was a throw over to first. Sekimoto was showing bunt and pulled back, taking the strike. The next offering swung on and lined right to second baseman Homma. But Toritani gets right back to first base. No throw to first. That'll bring up catcher Asai. Asai flew out to right field, his first at bat. Batting .333 on the season, two home runs and two RBIs. The first pitch to Asai misses inside. Ball one. Asai, Hanshin's backup catcher, Yano. Ooh, now I wish I had my newspapers with me. Was it Yano who fractured a finger and is out for 6 weeks? Ah. Nonetheless, the next pitch is swung on and fouled back and out of play. I don't recall exactly who it was that's out right now with a fractured finger. Nonetheless, back to the game. 1-1 the count. Tanu's next pitch misses high and inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count. It certainly is odd not seeing Yano behind the plate for the Tigers. Throw over to first base. Toritani is back standing up. The next offering swung on and lifted to the right side. That ball will go into the stands and out of play as nobody gives chase. The 2-2 pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop. Third baseman, rather. Matsuda up with the ball, throws to second for one, but the relay to first is not in time. So Asai reaches on the fielder's choice. That'll bring up pitcher Egusa with two down, runner first base. And Egusa swings and misses the first pitch. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Homma up with the ball, throws to first, and this side is retired. So the Tigers get a leadoff base hit. here in the bottom of the fifth inning, but come up scoreless. At the end of five complete now, the Hawks lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the sixth inning here at Koshi Inn. And while the groundskeepers water the grounds down and brush it up, let's have a look around the other games of interleague play going on elsewhere. At Yokohama, the Nippon Ham Fighters have scored 1 in the 7th inning, a solo home run by Kaneko, but the Fighters still trail that one by a score of 2-7. At Jinkokyujo, Oryx adding another run in the 6th inning. I have made that one a one-run ball game. Yakult scoring all 4 of their runs in the 2nd. Oryx scoring single runs in the 1st, 5th, and 6th. Trailing by a score of 3-4. Lotte has scored 2 in the top of the 8th inning, temporarily taking the lead away from Hiroshima at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. But Hiroshima came right back with 1 in the bottom of the 8th. That game tied 4-4. Hiroshima still batting in the bottom of the 8th inning. At Full Cast Kyujo, the Chunichi Dragons lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 5-2 after 6.5. And the only other game will be the Seibu Lions versus the Yomiuri Giants at Tokyo Dome at 6 p.m. Japan Standard Time this evening. It's 3:30 in the afternoon here at Koshi and Kyujo. In this game, the only scoring happened in the 4th inning, when center fielder Omura led off the inning with a base hit comebacker to Egusa, who has thrown 80 pitches so far through 5 innings. And then Kawasaki followed with a home run to right field. That's the difference in this ball game. Both teams with 3 hits, no errors. Agusilo with 7 strikeouts so far today. The Hawks' Tanoue has only struck out 1. Through 5. Shibahara leads off, batting 314, no home runs, 27 RBIs on the season. Batting number 3 in the Hawks' order this afternoon. And he swings and fouls the first pitch off toward the first base dugout. The second offering misses up high. Ball 1. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and grounded to shortstop. And Toritani, the ball bouncing off his chest, comes back to get the ball, but does not have a throw as Shibahara crosses first base before Toritani can get a handle on it. It's ruled an error. E6 to lead off the sixth for the Hawks. Hanshin fans yelling at Toritani. That'll bring up number 4 batting, Matsunaka. Matsunaka batting 333, 11 home runs, 35 RBIs. Takes first pitch inside for ball 1. Matsunaka so far today has flown out to left and singled through the right side. That being the third hit for the Hawks this afternoon. Next offering swung on, hit the other way into the gap between left center. One bound, two bounds against the fence. Shibahara rounding third and home in! Shibahara coming all the way around from third base scores the Hawks' third run of the afternoon. And RBI double by Matsunaka to the gap in left center. Matsunaka just went with the ball, slicing it into the gap. As center field Akahoshi was fielding him more toward right. That'll bring up first baseman Zureta. Zureta struck out twice this afternoon. He's swinging at the first pitch this time, lifting it deep but foul to the right side. Zeta very upset with himself after striking out last time, throwing his bat, and then once in the dugout, his helmet against the wall. Takes the next pitch, low and away, ball 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Matsunaka at second base after an RBI double to the gap in left, scoring Shibahara, who reached on an error to lead off the inning. Next offering misses low and in, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls the count to Zeta. And Agusa's 90th pitch of the game swung on and fouled off. Caught by the catcher, nonetheless. Oh, he didn't foul it off. The ball went just under his bat. Nonetheless, that evens the count at 2-2 to Zubeta. Runner at second base, nobody out. Here in the top of the sixth inning. And the 2-2 pitch misses down low, ball three. Agusa has run out of pitches to Zubeta. The Shobu pitch in the dirt. Zubeta takes the ball. Ball four. That puts runners at first and second and nobody out. And it also brings the Hanshin pitching coach out to the mound. Hawks have already increased their lead to 3. Here in this inning, a quick review of the inning. Shibahara led off, grounding the ball to the shortstop. Toritani fielded the ball off his chest and was unable to throw Shibahara out after finally picking up the ball. E6 was the rule. Matsunaka then doubled, a slicing double into the left center gap, plating Shibahara from first base. Then Zubeta drew a base on balls with the count full. Next up, Matsuda batting 207 on the year. Playing third base this afternoon. Matsuda so far has struck out swinging and reached on a base on balls. The next offering bunted back toward the pitcher on the first base side. Pitcher Agusa fields the ball, throws to first, and the sacrifice by Matsuda is successful. Matsunaka and Zubeta go up 90 feet. And Okantoku is coming out. We're going to have a pinch hitter for second baseman Homma. And I'm still awaiting it to be announced. Catcher Tanoue. Oh, this is going to be confusing. Tanoue on the mound, Tanoue behind the plate. This is going to be fun. Tanoue is coming in as a pinch hitter, and that brings Hanshin pitching coach out for the second time this inning. Okada Kantoku comes out, and I believe that I saw Fujita warming up in the Hanshin bullpen earlier. No? Sanyo? Santo. Santo is being announced as the new pitcher for the Hanshin Tigers. So, we'll go for a break while Santo comes in to warm up. The current situation, Hawks up by a score of 3-0 with runners at second and third, one out. Quick note here at Koshien Kyujo. It's not Santo coming out. It is Tayo. Tayo coming out, and he'll be taking up his warm-up pitches. We'll be back soon. Welcome back to Koshien Kyujo. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tanoe Hidenori up to bat as a pinch hitter. 3-for-6 on the season, a .500 average. He's listed as a catcher for the Hawks. First pitch by Tayo in the dirt. Shibahata comes across on the wild pitch and scores. And one pitch, and we have a runner in. As Tayo throws a wild pitch for his first pitch, Zuleta heads over to third base on the wild pitch. The second pitch over the outside corner swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side by Tanoe Hidenori. Not to be confused with pitcher Tanoe Keisaburo. Next offering catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, the pitch. Or the count, rather. And Tayo takes a little too long. Hidenori steps out. Four runs in for the Hawks. Next offering misses high and inside, evening the count at 2-2. To pinch hitter Hidenori Tanoue. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to the left center gap. Looking up is Akahoshi. Haita! Home run! Tanoue pinch hit home run. Deep to left center. And the Hawks go up by a score of 6-0. Kaio comes in and does not get the job done for Hanshin. Next up is Matoba. Matoba takes first pitch high and away. Ball one. Next offering misses low and inside. Ball two. No strikes. Two balls the count. The third offering called strike one at the letters. The fourth pitch misses way outside, a little high. Asai did a good job reaching for that one. One strike, three balls. The count. And the next offering misses ball four. Matoba draws a base on balls. Taiyo has not been effective. Coming in, throwing a wild pitch to allow one run. Gave up two-run homer to pinch hitter Tanoue, who he was brought in to face. Then gives up a base on balls to Matoba. Pitcher Tanoue showing bunt all the way. He bunts the ball back to the pitcher, who throws to second for one. Relay to first in time. Double play. Tanoue's sacrifice attempt fails. That gets the Tigers out of the inning, but not before the SoftBank Hawks come up with four runs on two hits and an error. Now, going to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead this one by a score of 6-0.
シーズンも投打ともに資格は全くございません。
Welcome back to Koshien Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks take a commanding 6-0 lead here in the sixth inning. Starting pitcher, Tanoue Keisaburo on the mound for the Hawks. Morimoto comes in to play second base for Homma, who was pinch hit for last inning. Pinch hitter being Tanoue, who hit a two-run home run. To help put this game away at this point in the game. While the Hawks have gone through their entire batting order three times, the Hanshin Tigers this inning will be starting their third time around the order. Leadoff batter Akahoshi, Fujimoto, then Sheets. Scheduled to hit this inning. Akahoshi led off the first inning, bottom of the first, with a base hit to right center. Then grounded out to short his second at bat. Tanoue's first offering misses high and away. Ball one. Fortunately, Okantoku didn't give us a Tanoue battery. Instead, replacing the pinch hitter with the second baseman. Next offering in there to Akahoshi for a called strike one down the middle. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side and threw into right field for a base hit. That's Akahoshi's second hit of the game. The fourth hit for the Hanshin Tigers. The leadoff man aboard for the Tigers. That'll bring up second baseman Fujimoto. Batting .276 on the season. No home runs, 12 RBIs. First pitch, slow curve ball. Dropping down out of the strike zone. Too low. Ball one. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side, evening the count at 1-1. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Strike two. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side of the second base bag. Second baseman thinks about taking it to the bag himself, but instead tosses to Kawasaki for one. The relay to first is in time to get Fujimoto by a step. 4-6-3, double play. And the Tigers' hopes are shattered here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Andy Sheets, who swings and hits the ball deep to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. And it wraps around the foul pole. Home run! Andy Sheets, a home run just fair to left field. That puts the Hanshin Tigers on the board. For the first time tonight, they now trail this one by a score of 6-1. The ball actually went above the foul pole in left. Sheets got all of that one. That brings up Kanemoto, who takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Batting 303 on the season. Next offering misses low and inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. I don't think Tanu has ever fallen behind in the count, no strikes, two balls, this afternoon. Next offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Next offering called strike two. And the next pitch misses just outside, and for the first time this afternoon, Tanue goes three balls to a batter. Full count to Kanemoto. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the right side and threw into right field. Base hit. That's the third hit for the Tigers this inning. But they've only got one run so far to show for it. The solo home run by Sheets. That'll bring up right fielder Hamanaka. Hamanaka has flown out to left his first at bat for the third out of the first. Flown out to right in the fourth for the third out of that inning. And the pitching coach for the Hawks goes out to have a word with Tanue. He's done. The first pitch to Hamanaka in there for a called strike one. The second offering catches the outside corner, strike two. Tanoue taking his time with runner at first base, even though Kanemoto isn't much of a threat to steal. The next pitch, waste pitch, low and away. Two strikes, one ball. And Tanoue's 80th pitch just misses down low and inside. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls the count to Hamanaka. The next offering swung on and lined into right field. One bound, two bounds. That ball is going to the fence. Kanemoto rounding second, going into third, rounding third, and coming home without a throw. Hamanaka, an RBI double to the right center gap. And the Hanshin Tigers looking alive here in the sixth inning. Kanemoto scoring all the way from first base. The Tigers' second run. And that's it for Tanoue. Tanoue throwing a very good game. Getting two outs here in the sixth inning. Before Sheets homered to left. Kanemoto singled to right. And Hamanaka doubles Kanemoto in. So we'll take a short break and be back when we have a new Hawk pitcher. Welcome back to Koshien Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tigers strike back with two runs here in the top of the sixth inning, all with two outs. They've got a runner at second base, two down, and shortstop Toritani at the plate. Left-handed Shinohara comes in to pitch for the Hawks, and the first pitch is lifted to foul territory, just outside the third baseline. Third baseman Matsuda over into foul territory and near the third base coach's box makes the catch for out number three. So one pitch and the Hawks are out of this inning. Shinohara gets Toritani to foul out to third. But not before a home run by Sheets, followed by a single by Kanemoto, then double by Hamanaka, score two runs for the Tigers. And after six complete now, the Tigers cut the lead to 6-2. Welcome back to Koshien Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hanshin Tigers bring in Nomi to pitch, the third pitcher of the afternoon for the Tigers. He's appeared in 22 games, has a 1-3 winning percentage, and a 4.01 ERA. He'll be facing the top of the order in Omura, Kawasaki, and Shibahara. The first pitch to Omura misses low and away. Ball one. Omura so far today has grounded out to second. A single to comebacker to the pitcher and struck out looking. Next offering in there for a called strike one. The comebacker to starting pitcher Egusa was followed by a home run to right by Kawasaki that put the Hawks up 2-0 in the fourth inning. Next offering swung on and grounded weakly up the middle past the pitcher Hamanaka off his chest and the ball bounces up, and Hamanaka cannot, or Toritani, sorry, cannot find the ball. Shortstop Toritani having a hard time with ground balls today. Fails to field the ball. Toritani thought the ball had gone up over his head. He was looking up toward the sky when the ball had really bounced off his shoulder and down below him. Nonetheless, next is Kawasaki batting 302 on the season. Throw over to first. Omura walks back. Only one step off the bag. Nonetheless, that's the second error by Toritani this afternoon. Kawasaki square showing bunt, takes the ball up high. Ball one. Okantoku out in front of the dugout, giving signs to the third base coach, who relays it to the batter and runner. I believe his sign last time he did this was hit a home run to right field. Throw over to first base. Omura takes two steps back to first ahead of the throw. Left-handed pitcher Nomi on the mound. Left-handed batter. Next offering, swung on and grounded to first base. Sheets fields the ball standing on first. It was a hit and run. Omura was running on the pitch. He was already at second base by the time Sheets turned to see if he could throw there. So that's the second ground out to Sheets unassisted by Kawasaki this afternoon. And that'll bring up right fielder Shibahara, batting 312 on the season, no home runs and 27 RBIs. Runner at second base. One away here in the Hawks half of the Lucky Seven. Shibahara takes first pitch, low and inside. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Toritani fields this one in his chest, but with the glove in front of his chest this time. Throws to first for the force, while Omura heads over to third base. That'll bring up number four batting. Left fielder Matsunaka. Matsunaka has a single and double, as well as a fly out to left so far this afternoon. The first offering to Matsunaka catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Matsunaka's double in the sixth inning, driving in Shibahara from first base. Next offering misses way inside. Matsunaka backing out of that pitch. Balloons appearing throughout Koshi and Kyujo now, as the fans get ready for the Tigers half of the Lucky Seven. Next pitch grounded one bounder to Sheets, who takes the ball to the bag himself. Three away. So the Hawks get a runner as far as third base. But no farther here in the top of the seventh. Going to the bottom of the seventh. The Hawks continue to lead this one by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to Koshi and Gyujo. I'm Michael Westby. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tigers, here in their lucky seven, will be sending up Sekimoto, Asai, and most likely a pinch hitter for the pitcher. Sekimoto batting .294 on the season, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs. The first pitch by second pitcher Shinohara in there for a called strike one. Shinohara, having come in the bottom of the sixth inning, threw one pitch. Got Toritani to foul out. Next offering misses just a little high. Ball one. One strike, one ball to count. The third offering. An appeal to the first base umpire says that Sekimoto went around the ball down low. So it's two strikes and a ball to Sekimoto. Third offering, swung on and lifted back toward the backstop. Mataba gives chase, but that ball goes into the stands. Count remains, two strikes and a ball to Sekimoto. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning. The next offering swung on, fouled out, back and out of play. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. And the next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. This is going to be trouble, but it goes foul. Ball was drilled into the dirt just in front of the plate for the third base side. Couple of bounces in fair territory, then the ball veered foul. So three straight foul balls keeps Sekimoto in there. And Sekimoto steps out of the batter's box. Looks like he was waving a bug away from his face. Hot afternoon at Koshien Kyujo. Temperature reaching 30 degrees Celsius. Next offering just misses outside. And Sekimoto holds up that time. That evens the count at 2-2. Shinohara's eighth pitch to Sekimoto misses low and inside. Ball three. Full count to Sekimoto. The next offering swung on and lined to the second baseman. Second baseman Morimoto taking just a step towards second base to grab the ball for out number one here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Those of you just joining us, the Hanshin Tigers trail this one by a score of 6-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Number eight batting catcher Asai up to bat. He fouls the first pitch off to the right side. Strike one. Spencer swinging the bat in the on-deck circle, as the next spot is the pitcher's spot. Second offering in the dirt, but swung on and missed by Asai. Two quick strikes on the Hanshin catcher. Next pitch misses high and away. Usually waist pitches are low and away. Nonetheless, same effect. Fourth offering misses just a little outside. Two strikes, two balls the count to Asai. Shinohara, the second pitcher of record on the mound for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted toward right. Right fielder Shinohara comes in and, still on a run, makes the catch in shallow right field for out number two. that'll bring up pinch hitter Spencer. Spencer, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, 8 for 38. Performing very well in the pinch hit role as of late, according to numerous people in the forums. He takes first pitch by Shinohara for a called strike one. The second offering misses just outside, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering in the dirt. One strike, two balls, now the count. Hawks leading this one by a score of 6-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two down, nobody on. Spencer swings and fouls the next pitch off along the third baseline. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to right center field. One bound. Fielded by the right fielder. Spencer rounds first and heads back with a long stroke single to right center field. And the TV announcers are expecting a pinch runner for Spencer, but it doesn't look like we're going to get one. Instead, we're going to the top of the order with Akahoshi. Akahoshi, 2-for-3 this afternoon. Single in the first inning, single in the sixth. And grounded out to short in the third. Takes first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. Akahoshi thought that pitch was a little close. The second offering by Shinohara catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Curve inside, curve outside. Left-handed pitcher versus left-handed batter. The third offering, catcher sets up high. And the waste pitch is thrown up high. Two strikes, one ball, the count. I'd really like to see more pitchers strike batters out on three pitches, or at least try to. The fourth offering just misses outside. Oh! That wasn't an easy one for Akahoshi to take. Nonetheless, that evens the count at 2-2 with two down, runner at first base. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Hanshin trailing by 4. A score of 6-2. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. Full count to Akahoshi. And the pitch, slapped at by Akahoshi, grounded to third. The throw to Zudeta, offline and high. Zudeta hangs onto the bag while going to the foul side of the bag in front of Akahoshi, running toward the bag. He manages not to be collided with and holds onto the ball. Umpire pointing his finger to Zudeta's foot on the bag. And ringing Akahoshi out. So, Hanshin gets a two-out single, but comes up empty in their lucky seven. At the end of seven complete now, the SoftBank Hawks continue to lead this one by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Into pitch for the Hanshin Tigers is Darwin. Thrown in 18 games, no wins, no losses, one save, and a 0.77 ERA. What I've seen of Darwin so far has just been lights out. I don't really follow the Tigers, but the few games that I've seen where Darwin has pitched, he has not allowed anybody near a base. And Darwin finishes up his warm-up pitches. The Hawks will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters. Zudeta, Matsuda, and Morimoto. Zudeta will lead off, batting 254, 12 home runs, 41 RBIs. Zudeta has struck out twice and reached on a base on balls. The first offering in there over the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. The second offering, one bounder, gets past Asai, evening the count at 1-1. The next offering, grounded foul to the third base side. Two strikes, one ball the count to Zuleta. The fourth pitch misses just down low. An appeal to first base is fruitless, as Zuleta did not even begin. Well, he did begin to swing, but not nearly enough to appeal. The 2-2 pitch swung on and drilled over the third base bag, but foul. Count remains 2 strikes, 2 balls to Zuleta. Darwin comes set, and Zuleta calls time. Darwin taking too much time. The next offering, way inside. Zuleta backs out of that pitch. At his knees. Full count to Zuleta. Darwin on the mound. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball four. Appeal to first base is fruitless again, as Zuleta was not swinging. And that's first base runner I've ever seen Darwin allow. We're having a pinch hitter for Matsuda. And it'll be Kido Koro. Kido Koro takes first pitch for a called strike one on the outside corner. Kido Koro pinch hitting for Matsuda, third baseman. Next offering misses low and inside, ball one, 1-1 the count. The third pitch by Darwin misses inside, and Darwin's having a hard time throwing strikes. 1 strike, 2 balls the count to Kido Koro. Kido Koro, that's it. If you break it up with a kanji. Next offering misses down low, ball three. 1 strike, 3 balls the count. Kanji for Kidokoro's name is Oshiro, which is castle, and then Tokoro, as in place. Kidokoro. The fifth pitch by Darwin is swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side by the left-handed batter. And the Shobu pitch swung on and lifted toward left center field. Left fielder Kanemoto has him played fairly well. Coming in 5-6, maybe 7 steps. Making the catch for out number one. That'll bring up second baseman Morimoto for the first time this afternoon. Morimoto batting 185, no home runs, 2 RBIs. That's 5 for 27 this season. In his fourth year as a pro. And he swings and fouls off the first pitch toward the third base dugout. Homma was the starting second baseman. Tanue Hidenori pinch hit for him, hitting a 2-run home run in the sixth inning, putting the Hawks up 6-0 at the time. Next pitch misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Morimoto took over at second base after that. Wow, even Sheets looks small compared to Zudetta at first base. So I guess it wasn't Akahoshi's smallness. The next offering to Morimoto misses low and away. Ball two. Good grab by Asai to keep that ball from going to the backstop. On low outside pitch. Next offering misses low and away. Ball three. One strike, 3 balls to count to Morimoto. Okada Kantoku looks rather disgusted in the first base dugout. The next pitch grabs the outside corner for a called strike two. That brings the count full to Morimoto. And the Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, throws to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. That'll bring up catcher Motoba, still with a runner at first, and now two outs. Motoba swinging at the first pitch, lifts it high to center field. Akahoshi comes in several steps, makes the catch for out number three. So the Hawks threaten with the base runner, but come up empty. At the end of 7.5 now, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks continue to lead this one by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning with the Hawks leading this one by a score of 6-2. On the mound for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks is pitcher Yoshitake. He'll be facing numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the Tiger lineup: Fujimoto, Sheets, and Kanemoto. Quick round out of other games. Yokohama held on and defeated the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters by a score of 7-2 at Yokohama Stadium. At Jingu Kyujo, Yakult Swallows now lead Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 12-5. That in the top of the eighth inning. In Hiroshima, the Hiroshima Toyo Carp defeated the Chibolote Marines by a score of 7-5. Rakuten Golden Eagles at Full Cast Stadium lost to the visiting Chunichi Dragons by a score of 2-9. Yoshitake's first pitch to Fujimoto in there for a called strike one. Here at Koshi and Kyujo, next offering one bounder, evening the count at 1-1. The only other game will be the Giants hosting the Sable Lions at 6 o'clock tonight at Tokyo Dome. Fujimoto at the plate, leading off the bottom of the eighth for the Tigers, looking to get something going. He swings and grounds the next offering to the left side. Third baseman up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time. One away. That'll bring up first baseman Sheets. Sheets, a home run to left in the sixth inning. His 10th home run of the season, 39th RBI. The next offering misses down low. One strike, one ball, the count to Sheets. The 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded to third base and just foul, as third baseman Toritani fields the ball and throws to first. For the Hawks, Toritani comes in and plays third base in the pitcher's spot, the number 9 spot in the order. Third baseman Matsuda was taken out for pinch hitter Kidokoro. And Kidokoro was exchanged for Yoshitake, who is on the mound. Meanwhile, Sheets fouls one off. after having taken a ball. And he fouls another one off. 2-2 the count to Sheets with one out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tigers trailing by a score of 2-6. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to shallow infield. It's to the second baseman's position, but shortstop Toritani had gone all the way over to the second base spot. But it is second baseman Morimoto who makes a catch for out number two. That'll bring up left fielder Kanemoto. Kanemoto batting 306, 5 home runs, 24 RBIs on the season. He struck out looking his first at bat, grounded out to third, then drilled a base hit through the right side. One for three tonight. Takes first pitch for ball one. Second offering catches the outside part of the plate, evening the count at 1-1. The 2-1 pitch swung on weakly to third base, and third baseman Toritani can't pick up the ball. That's unusual for Toritani. I haven't seen the ruling on it. They may credit him with an infield hit. I'll have to get back to you on that. As to what it's ruled, Hamanaka up to bat, batting 316, 11 home runs, 29 RBIs. He breaks his bat on the first pitch, grounding the ball to Kawasaki, who tosses to the second baseman for the final out of the inning. So, the Hanshin Tigers get a base runner, but come up empty. Again, here in the eighth inning, down to their last chance. We're going to the ninth with the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks leading by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Darwin remains on the mound for the Hanshin Tigers for his second inning of work. He'll be facing Toritani, then back to the top of the order. Omura, and Kawasaki. Toritani takes first pitch, and first base umpire says he went around. Failed to check his swing on the high and tight pitch. Toritani coming in to play third base with the double switch for the pitcher. Takes next pitch outside for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The ground ball to third base last inning, by the way, was ruled an infield hit. And Toritani takes third pitch, low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls, the count. Next offering, swung on and lifted to the right side. Sheets coming over toward the first base dugout and reaches his hand out to make the catch. So, a foul out to the first baseman to lead off the top of the ninth inning. And we go to the top of the order for the Hawks in Omura. Hawks center fielder. Omura, 1-for-4 tonight. First pitch misses up and away, ball one. Omura grounded out to second his first at bat. Hit a comebacker back to the pitcher, scoring on Kawasaki's home run in the fourth. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. Omura then struck out looking and reached on an error in the fifth and seventh innings, respectively. Takes the next pitch, ball three. No strikes, three balls the count to Omura. The fourth offering misses low, ball four. So Omura draws a base on balls on four pitches by Darwin. That'll bring up shortstop Kawasaki. Kawasaki, a big home run in the fourth inning to right field. Batting 300, two home runs, 10 RBIs. The home run in the fourth, putting the Hawks up 2-0 at the time. The first pitch by Darwin to Kawasaki is in there for a called strike one. It's a final at Jingu. The Yakult Swallows defeat the Oryx Buffaloes? No, it's not a final. Sorry. They're still leading 12-5 in the ninth inning. Throw over to first base. Omura back. Jumped the gun a little bit there. At Jingu. Next offering swung on and lined in right field. One bound, two bound. Omura rounding second, heading into third. And rounding third as the ball comes back and holding Kawasaki. A double to right field. Puts runners at first and second with one out. Here in the top of the ninth inning. Hawks looking to add some insurance runs. That'll bring up right fielder Shibahara. Shibahara, 0 for 4 tonight, or this afternoon. Reached on an error, later scored in the 6th. The first offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Strike one. The second pitch in there for a called strike one, strike two. A nice pitch by Darwin there. Up in the strike zone. Darwin pitching from the stretch. The third offering misses low and inside. Shibahara just getting out of the way of it from hitting his shins. The next pitch misses high and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. So Darwin, two quick strikes on Shibahara, then a pair of balls. First base is open. The next pitch swung on and grounded to second base. The throw home with the infield in time. Omura slides around the tag, but is unable to get to home plate. Bringing the infield in pays off for the Tigers. As Omura is blocked, Kawasaki moves to third on the play. Runners now at the corners. And Matsunaka at the plate. Matsunaka, 335 average, 11 home runs, 36 RBIs. Always a threat. With or without runners on. The first offering misses way outside, ball one. Runners at the corners, two down. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Hawks leading this one by a score of 6-2. The second offering, up in the strike zone, Matsuzaka swinging at it and fouling it off to the left side and out of play. Matsunaka, often a double crown winner, triple crown winner a couple years ago. Next pitch misses low and inside, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Darwin trying to nibble at the inside corner. Now it's official at Jingu. Yakult defeated the Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 12-5. This is the only day game left going. Matsunaka fouls the next pitch off, evening the count at 2-2. Most of the other games started at 1, this one started at 2. Well, 2:08. We are now just 3 hours and 1 minute into this game. Next offering, swung on and fouled back and out of play over the backstop. High fastball, Matsunaka going after it. Shobu tai shobu. Strength versus strength. Two and two the count, two down, runners at the corners. Top of the ninth, Hawks leading by a score of 6-2. The 2-2 pitch, one bounder, Matsunaka holds up. Bringing the count full. And it looks like Shibahara stole second on the pitch. So now, runners at second and third. Two down and full count to Matsunaka. Pitch misses up high and inside. Ball four. It's not a bad idea to walk him with first base empty. But now, Darwin faces Zuleta with the bases loaded. Zuleta today has struck out twice and walked twice. Batting 254, 12 home runs, 41 RBIs. Not necessarily the person you want to see with the bases loaded. Darwin takes too long and Zuleta steps out. Darwin into the windup and the pitch. Or stretch and pitch. Stretch, set, and pitch. And anyway, low and outside. Ball one. Zuleta wasn't going for it. Hawks, big chance here with bases loaded and two down. Number 5 slugger Zuleta up to the plate. Darwin's next pitch misses outside. Asai does a good job reaching for it, keeping the ball from going to the backstop. No strikes, two balls to Zuleta. The third offering swung on and popped up. Second baseman calling for the ball and going toward the first base bag makes the catch for out number 3. So Zuleta, high fly ball to the infield to retire the side. Okantoku comes out to give the umpire some defensive changes for the ninth inning. I'll get to those when I know what they are. We're going to Hanshin Tigers' last chance. SoftBank Hawks continue leading this one by a score of 6-2. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Koshi and Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Mahara comes out to pitch the ninth for the Hawks. He's appeared in 20 games, no wins, 3 losses, 11 saves, 1.90 ERA. And Tsuji comes out to play left field. I don't know yet if this is a double switch. I know that Matsunaka came out, left fielder. Let's see. Yes, the pitcher is being put into Matsunaka's spot, who made the last out, or the second to last, he walked. Who will be later in the batting order, should the Tigers tie this one. And Tsuji takes the pitcher's spot. Leading off the inning is Toritani, and he grounds the first pitch to the second baseman, who is up to first for one out. So, Mahara, one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. That'll bring up third baseman Sekimoto. Okay, the pitcher spot was formerly the number 6 slot, which is where Kidokoro had pinch hit, and that's now Tsuji, who's in left. After a ball to Sekimoto, Sekimoto swings and misses the second offering by Mahara to even the count at 1-1, and it is not Sekimoto at the plate. That's Hiyama. Hiyama takes the next pitch down the middle for a called strike two. So pinch hitter Hiyama at the plate for the Tigers. Fourth offering misses down low. Ball two, evening the count at 2-2 now. I'm still trying to get my scorecard all squared away here. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2-2. The next pitch in there for a called strike three, looking over the inside part of the plate. Great pitch by Mahara for out number two. So the Tigers down to their final out. Catcher Asai, due up next. And it's Kataoka batting 091. Pinch hitting. Kataoka getting a great deal of heat on the forums by Hanshin fans. He fouls the second pitch off. The first pitch he took for a ball, incidentally. The third offering misses just a little high. Third base umpire says no, Kataoka did not swing. One strike, two balls the count. The fourth pitch catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike two. 2-2 the count to Kataoka. We're in the bottom of the ninth. Two down, nobody on for Hanshin. They're trailing by a score of 6-2. Mahara closing it out for the Hawks. Next offering swung on and fouled back. And out of play. Kataoka staying alive. Two and two, two down, nobody on. Mahara's 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. And Mahara retires the Tigers in order in the ninth. For the Hawks, 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors. For the Hanshin Tigers, 2 runs on 9 hits. And 2 very costly errors. I'd like to thank you all for joining me live or via podcast. I hope you can join me again for another Pro Yaki Live broadcast. Till then, this is Michael Westbate wishing you a good one.